Blog Talk Radio. August 12th, I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host.
That was awesome! Little Alley Cat, totally rocking with that song. That was the My Little Pony song for what country?
I don't know. We're going to have to ask Yum Yum, because that's who sent it to me, and he sent me two songs, and that was the only one that where you could understand the word pony in it, so that's why I picked it.
Wow. When that first started, I was like, oh, shoot, I called the wrong number or something. And I was like, what the heck is this? And then I heard pony, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I know what this is. This is so awesome.
Yeah, that's why I picked this one. It's because this one actually... you can understand the word pony in it, so you instantly knew, oh, my God, it was a pony song.
Yeah, I wonder how many people we lost during the first 30 seconds of the show. They were like, am I in the right place? Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. You know us. We go away for a few weeks break, and we come back wackier than ever.
Yeah, wacky is right. That was just so flippin' awesome. I mentioned that's awesome. Gosh, I'm totally. I can't wait till Yum Yum tells me what the heck that all was. But yeah, so much for the surprise. Yeah, Yum Yum's coming on. He's going to be here with us. He's going to be our G2 expert and international, because, you know, he's got an awesome collection.
Yes.
And he's fun to listen to, and he's so enthusiastic about our show. I just love that. He's like one of our number one. He's like our number one fan. Now, of course, you know, our number one fan will get upset and let us know, hey, I thought I was your number one fan.
Yeah, but, you know, we cannot diss Miss Gadiman, who has been here for a year. Actually, I think she's been here for over a year.
Has she been here for years?
Yes.
We've been here for years.
Be here for years.
I got to say, our diehard fans and... are really diehard fans. It's just, you know, you guys are awesome. Really appreciate it, because there are times I don't even want to be here, but you guys are like, yes, show. I went on our Facebook today, and I was updating our status to say, yes, you know what, we're actually going to have a show this week. And like, not even 2 minutes later, apparently our Facebook is also subscribed to like another. Couple other pony kind of boards or something through Facebook, and this little chat room pops up, and one of our listeners is like, guys, I just found out the My Little Pony talk show is going to be on tonight, and people are like, yay, and I'm like, wow, people care? That's awesome.
We have a bigger following than what we knew, but, well, of course, the numbers tell us that we have a bigger following than what we knew.
Yeah, but I still find it, I keep thinking it's a glitch, so you know what, guys, that totally is awesome. I'm so glad you're here. You know who you are. Because there was probably only three of you at that time. So thank you. That made my day.
Oh, yes. And I still have to thank you again for taking and keeping up with the board and all that email. Because let me put it to you this way. My job now, I'm not working full time, but gosh darn it, I feel like I'm working full time.
You know what? Working at all feels like working full time. Jobs. Somebody had told me. Was it? Yeah, jobs are soul killers, honey. That's what they are. They're soul killers.
Well, you know what? The funniest thing is, they moved me to days this month, and I've only got one class to teach. But oh my god, this last week I've one class that I have like butt tired by the time I get home.
It's exhausting. Yeah. So, but have you had any good pony joy in your life? I mean, God,
oh,
we took a couple
god.
Weeks off, so, and a lot's been going on out there in the pony world. So,
oh my
what
god.
Have you scored? Have you totally gotten a pony pick you up?
Oh, let me think. Last week or the week before that the Comic-Con pony came out?
I have
like,
no idea. I've lost track. It's all blur.
Oh,
I got
actually,
it, though.
It was the week before. That's what it was. It was the week before, and as I said, I've been crazy busy with work, so I didn't even realize she launched and sold out.
Yeah, I remember you freaking out, and then you were able to
wait,
get one on eBay and wind up paying exactly what you would have paid had you gotten her through Hasbro, so it all worked out.
Boy, geez, just, like, kill my story there.
Well, it was much quicker that way. You would have dragged that out for 10 minutes, and you know it.
Oh, but come on. Nobody's heard me drag anything out for
two weeks. Yeah, how could they possibly go on?
Exactly, but you know, you got to figure, I felt like horrible. I was sitting there on the boards going, oh my God.
Yeah,
how could
I that would have been a really, really cruddy feeling. I mean, if it had been me, I would have been like, I can't believe I missed that. Now I'm going to have to pay a bajillion dollars on eBay. I'm such an idiot. So
that's
you
exactly
got off
what I was thinking. But then I ended up watching an auction. I put in I used that one auction site you told me to use one time, and
it works.
I left for work, not knowing if I won. I come back and I won. I was dancing around the house when I came home at 11 o'clock at night.
You sound like you were excited.
Oh, yes, because I was
but
sitting
that
there.
That could have been your only pony joy. I mean, there's been so much going on out there. What else? Certainly you've scored something else.
Unfortunately, I still haven't really been on eBay.
No, but come on. Have you been in the store?
No, why? What's in the store?
The Canterlot stuff, the G4 Hub Canterlot stuff at Target.
Oh.
What? Is this news to you? Did you totally forget?
Ooh, it's news to me and I gotta wait.
Are you kidding me? What hole have you been living in for like the last month?
The whole of work.
Seriously, I mean, we saw four commercials for the Canterlot stuff on the TV today. Me and Kim were just like, "Yeah!" Like,
I saw
it came on.
I saw the
it's
commercial.
Everywhere.
I didn't know it was out yet.
Yeah, it's been out for. I went to Jersey. We went to Jersey for a week, and it had started to be found in stores before that. So at the end of July. At the end of July, people were starting to find it around the country. And so we were in Jersey the last couple days of July, and we got there, and I'm like, you need to find a Target. We need to go to it now because we're not finding it at the Targets at home. And it had hit the Targets in Jersey, like, on August 1st. It was already there when we got there. And now it's at my Targets here. I found, like, the rest of the stuff at my Targets here. But everything is out. I mean, just the sheets, the blankets, the stuffed animals, the talking Twilight Sparkle, the dress-up Luna and Celestia, and just everything. You know, the cardboard castle that costs way too much and nobody's going to buy until it goes on sale. And all of it. Applejack in her truck, and just, gosh, there's gads and gads of it. There's Twilight Sparkle dress up for little girls, and there's so much. I can't believe. Like, it's, again, whole, hello, where have you
been?
My
God, and I was at Target last weekend. I cannot believe this. And my pony radar did not go off.
Something's seriously wrong. Well, you know what? Here's another thing. Different Targets are marketing this stuff differently. So you need to find out. You need to kind of check, like, if you're fortunate enough to have more than one Target in your area. Like, my Target that's closest to my house, it's as if nothing has happened. Canterlot is almost a non-event at the Target near my house. And they just have their usual little, you know, like, 3-by-3-foot-wide section, you know, the 3 shelves, and that's it. But mm-hmm. there's another Target that's a couple miles away, or, I don't know, you know, another 5 extra minutes down the road, and they have the whole end cap display, and they've got the blanket set and the sheet set, and, oh, yeah, the microfiber throw. You know, Kitten was all about that. I actually went the first time and saw everything, and I came back, and I was like, oh, they didn't have this. They had that. They had the throw, and she's like, you didn't get me the throw? I'm like, I didn't think you wanted it, you know? I was like, I was making fun before that I was going to get you to the sheets. I didn't think you really wanted it. You're 15, you know? She's like, no, you need to get me the throw. That throw was awesome. So, I had to go back and get her the throw. So she sleeps with them. Yes, I'm telling everybody, my 15-year-old daughter, Kitten, still loves My Little Pony. She still adores them, and she sleeps with this thing. She sleeps with this blanket. It's so soft. It's awesome. It's got Twilight Sparkle and Celestia on it, and it's, like, super, super soft. And it's, like, $15. Or $12. It's not, like, unduly expensive. It might have even been less. I'll have to find the receipt.
But, well, then I'm definitely going to be going out doing some major shopping with my last check for this module, because I can't do it with my next check due to the fact that the cut in how many classes I have means a cut in pay.
Mm.
But next week I am subbing all 4 days, 2 classes.
That's pony money, baby.
Oh, yeah, that last check, which is going to come the day before my birthday, I'm going to get my last check for this module.
Oh, that's right. Is your birthday this month, too?
Next month.
Oh, my birthday is this month.
Mine's next month on the 16th.
Well, mine's this month on the 27th. I'm getting old before you.
Exactly.
Yay, me.
As it should be.
This Canterlot stuff, I want to talk about that. I know it's not G2 stuff, but we touched about that before. You know, there's discussions on the board talking about how, like, the G4s are kind of more, they think, you know, more related to the G2s. You know, there's definitely some inspiration going on there. Some of that body style is a little bit of a mixture of G2 and G3. I think.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely gives you more of the appreciation of the G2s seeing the G4s. But the G4 line, and I know we see a lot of people talking about it, but I got to say, what gives? Why the heck is it so expensive? I mean, the blanket set and the sheet set and the fuzzy blanket are all reasonably priced, just like the regular kid set. I think the sheet set's like $20 or less. And you know, it's standard prices that you see for that stuff. That's nothing unusual. But a cardboard castle, $40.
Seriously? Holy cow!
It's $40, but it's not like unusual for this line. I mean, I got the 2 dress-up ponies, and that was like $30. And the little smaller castle set is like $30. And the merry-go-round, we got the merry-go-round, the carousel, and that was like $32 or so. I don't remember, but everything is like. Everything is really expensive with this line.
Oh, dear God. Man, can I take another trip to Hasbro and the Hasbro Toy Shop, please?
I don't see why. They won't have anything. We were there last time, and they only had 2 dress-up Fluttershys, which is the only thing I wanted. They had 2. Oh, I was so mad. I still don't have a dress-up Fluttershy. I'm going to have to, like, pre-order one or something. I don't know how I'm going to snag one of those, but... line has been really expensive, you know, and then the other stuff, there's 2 more sets of the Canterlot stuff that I saw that have not shown up for us yet. The one with, I think it's Celeste has a, I don't know if her wings light up or if they're just translucent plastic, and then there's a little regular size Luna. I want to get that set, and then there's the set where they all, the main six, have their little dresses, their little capes to go to the ball. I want to get that set too. But they're expensive. Again, just getting the ball, I mean, that's another one. That one costs like $30. It's like $30 is their benchmark. Everything is $30 and up.
Yeah. But you got to figure, they're bigger sets, so.
Yeah, but you know what? Some of them, I don't know. They are bigger sets. It just feels a lot more expensive than I remember.
Okay. Also, you got to remember, Target, if they're being exclusively sold out of Targets, Target was bought out by Macy's. Okay.
Oh, well, Macy's used to be a good store, like 20 years ago. Macy's is a step above Kmart these days. They still think
they're still
cat's meow, though.
Exactly, and they think everything needs to be marked up $5,000, so.
Well, that explains that, I suppose. But, yeah, and for some of it, yeah, like a set that has six ponies being $30, okay, you kind of get it. Six ponies, $5 a pop, yeah, that's on the money, even if you don't want to spend that much. But a cardboard castle, $40, I don't care. And all it has is a bunch of little tiny accessories, and it has a light-up pony and a regular pony. So the other pony is a reissue, and the one's a light-up or something like that. It's like nothing that you're going, oh, I must have this.
Yeah. Well, are you ready for our tonight's guest?
Oh, wait, I can at least say hey, but I did get ponies. I got ponies in the last 2 weeks. I got lots and lots of ponies, but I'll only mention a couple. I finally finished my Twice as Fancy Babies. I mean, I just never wanted to finish them, and I just actually decided to finish them. So I got Baby Sweet Tooth and Baby Love Melody. So that's a done deal. The six of them are done. I finished off my sports time with her bag. I don't know if I had that last show. So now my school ponies are all good to go. And I got the, the little tiny G4 blind bags from Europe. I got like that set of 20 whatever ponies. Not to mention the ridiculous amount of stuff that I bought at Target. So we have had like pony overload here. The pony room is in serious disarray. I've got a giant pile in the middle of the room, and I need to do some serious redecorating. There's a bunch of stuff that's going to have to get boxed up because I just don't have room for it all. G3-wise, some of the G3s are getting downgraded to closet status so that I can set up a new G4 section. That's been my... I'm, like, almost afraid to go into the pony room right now because I know I'm going to go in there and I'm going to, like, be like, ah! Big pile. And, yeah, I had strep throat last week, so I felt like crud. I couldn't talk, and now I think I'm just making up for lost time.
I think so. So, but are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm good. I'm taking a deep breath now.
Okay. So here
what am I ready for? I'm ready. What am I ready for?
Well, it's going to be our guest guru for the night, of course.
What do you mean for the night? I thought he was like going to be pretty much our guru for the whole freaking G2 line.
Well,
thought
for
we adopted
G2
him.
Line. Well, let's go on ahead and start just bringing him out. Here's Yum Yum.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Yum Yum.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hey, did I tell you, Panda? I got Yum Yum a special shirt made for him, and he's going to wear it. Tell her what you're going to do with it, Yum Yum.
I'm going to wear it at UK PonyCon.
He's going to be our international spokesperson advertising our My Little Pony Talk show.
Yes.
He's going to wear the shirt. Is that not awesome?
Woohoo!
So we figure by then, Yum Yum, you'll be like a minor celebrity, and it'll work out just great. We're gonna build up your status so that when you hit it, everybody's gonna be like, ah, it's Yum Yum.
Oh, you mean much like it was for us when we were at the convention?
That was a little odd. That was a mind blow. That was a little like, wow, okay, this is cool.
What do you think I had? What do you think I had last year? I mean, you know, and I was by my, practically by myself.
Yeah, no, that was fun. That was good times. Just wait, Yum Yum. It'll be awesome. You'll be like, wow, this is so cool. You'll be addicted. I think he already is.
I think so
too. Security then.
You should have seen it. He totally got on me last week because we didn't have the show. He's like, what do you mean? I have ponies ready. It's like 3 in the morning here. What do you mean we're not having a show?
Yeah, sorry. Remember, we said we weren't going to do the show last week. And even Vicky, I was online with her last week, and she's like, no show? And I was like,
we did tell you guys a few weeks ago that we were taking a two-week hiatus because I was going to be on vacation. And then I got sick as well, which I thought, oh, no, I can't talk at all. How am I going to do the show? And Amy was like, we're not doing a show tonight because you said you were on vacation? I was like, oh, yeah, I am on vacation. I just, wow, thank God we're not doing a show. But then I came to realize that everybody else forgot we weren't going to have a show. So I was getting it. I was catching it on Facebook.
And luckily nobody was yelling at me because, well, I think me forgetting at this point in time kind of would not be surprising.
Oh, hey, this is a bit of a downer, but you should know, Amy. You need to check our iTunes. We've gotten a complaint about our inability to get our act together that, you know, people don't appreciate the continuation of technical difficulties. So I think you need to spend quality time with the switchboard.
Oh, well, you know what? It happens. It happens with every show. So they don't like it. Sorry, there's nothing you can do. We're only human.
Yeah, but, you know,
people also have
point.
To remember that, you know, we are human here.
Aren't technical difficulties part of the show?
At this point, they are, and probably yes. Should be put into the show description so that people do not get caught unaware. Oh, it's the technical difficulty portion of our show, kind of like, you know, the visit to the pony room and pony snack time. It's technical difficulty time. We're going to have to have a special music for the technical difficulty, Amy, because it has become a regular on the show.
No, it has not.
Has to.
Has not.
Well, some days are better than others, that's for sure.
And actually, as I said before, just like with the other complaint, I know exactly who it is, and we can ignore that said person.
Well, no, but then you need to address it, because I don't know it. You just say you know what's going on, you'll take care of it, and then it happens again.
No. See, it's an evil person from my past.
You have a past?
Yes. It's pre-pony, so...
You see, that's... pre-pony. Nothing matters pre-pony, right, Yum Yum? It's like almost like you weren't living pre-pony. It just doesn't count.
Exactly.
Indeed.
So
Yum Yum, are you happy to be here?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you know you're happier than that. You're just holding it back.
Yeah, I know. I just gotta love that one.
Sleeping on the couch, I probably must yell.
Sounds
try.
Like my mother.
Thank you for the music. That was really flipping awesome.
Oh yeah, but I missed it.
That's okay. She's gonna play it again next week.
Yes.
Awesome.
So tell us exactly what it was that we listened to. The only thing we could make out was Pony.
Well, it was like a CD released in the Netherlands, and there were like kind of stories on it that you can listen to it, and. For me, it's kind of special to hear it because I listen to it quite often with a friend that I would play with my ponies with. And so it's like a childhood memory to me. So.
That's so cool. So it was like background music for you.
Yeah.
But it was like the whole story, and you guys would hang out and you'd play with your ponies and you'd have pony stories in the background. And
yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
we didn't do that here.
Mm-mm.
America didn't do those kinds of cool things. Well, at least not then. No, that's totally awesome. So he didn't actually hear what we played, but it was a song. So yes. It wasn't the story. Were all of them in song form, or were they?
No, you had two CDs, and this was the, I don't know which one you played, but there was one intro song at the very beginning, and then you had a story, and then you had another intro song, and then another story, and same as on the other CD.
Oh, well, cool.
Where, like, kind of interest.
Right, they'd have an intro song for each story, and
yes,
that's how it went. So, the song didn't sound, you know, like some of the other songs that we've had were just the same My Little Pony song, but translated into another language. It wasn't one of those. This was definitely a unique song, because when it was playing at first, you were not like, okay, is this the My Little Pony talk show? You didn't recognize the music. And then they started saying pony, and then some of it, I think the chorus sounded more familiar. But that was, that was definitely awesome. So I was so
possible?
Glad that Amy played that.
Is it possible
so
to play it again?
Oh, yeah, she's going to be playing it every week. She's going to go through all of those songs, aren't you, Amy?
But
yes,
like now, again?
I can play the first couple of seconds of it.
That would be great.
First couple seconds? No, you got to open up the show with it like you did tonight. Everybody's going to hear that again.
No, I meant right now I can go ahead and play it for a couple of seconds for Yum Yum.
Oh.
He knows which one I played.
Good idea.
So here I go.
Is she teasing us with technical difficulty?
I have no clue.
Mm-hmm. No, my laptop just stopped responding on me.
Bad laptop.
That's what I say.
So we'll just continue the conversation and it'll all of a sudden snap on and cut us off. So Amy, it has been so long. Where are we? What's going on in our talk show? What stage are we at?
Stage as in...
Where are we? We're in G2, but what year?
We're in year 3.
Okay, that's what I advertised. I just wanted to make sure.
Believe it or not, I did remember what year we were in, and I did remember that it's the year where they all went off to Europe and never came back.
Oh, is it this year? Or is it next year?
No, year 3.
Yeah, so it's the year they start to get good.
Yeah. Because remember what it's always is everyone always says G2s were from 1997 to 1998.
Okay.
So, but yes.
Well, I just think that's not happening. You'll just have to. You might just have to wait and play it back. Yum yum. Sorry.
No, no problem.
Maybe she'll get it figured out later.
No, what it is the something on here is running at a high speed, and I don't quite know what's running at such a high speed that is taking up a lot of my CPU. So.
Oh, lovely. Well, let's continue on then.
Okay. Do we want to go ahead and just jump right on in? Oh,
well,
wait. Actually, before I even do that, I have to say that Miss Gadiman said to watch out for the pony snacks, because if we start feeding you any, you will permanently be ours.
who?
Really?
Are we just is this like a general public warning, like a safety public safety announcement?
No, this was to Yum Yum.
It's too late for Yum Yum. He had pony snacks. Somebody sent him pony snacks. As a matter of fact, that's how our conversation started. He wants. I'm working out the thing so I can send him pony snacks when it gets a little cooler, because he's jonesing for pony snacks. That, how do you think we got Yum Yum? Too late.
Snacks.
You can try to warn the rest of the population though, Mrs. G, but it's too late for Yum Yum.
Yes, we have taken Yum Yum and we are holding him hostage, and we will never let him go.
Pretty much. That's pretty much how it works, yeah.
So you own me now?
Yeah, and since we own you, we can also command you to talk. What, any pony joy with you? I know you've had some pony stuff going on, so let's take a couple minutes. Well, you know what? It's even better. Maybe just give a quick rundown. You know, people know we've kind of danced around about who you are, and you're this guy over in the Netherlands or whatever. And so just give us the whole, like, tell us what's up with your G2 collection so we know what kind of an expert we're dealing with.
Well, as a kid, I played with G2s, so I had them in my childhood and played with them, and they were like, yeah, I don't know.
But your collection
them.
Of G2s, is it pretty substantial? I know you have a lot of them still in their package, don't you?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I love their, yes, I have most of their G2s already, and I love their little accessories. I'm an accessories freak. Yes, Mint in Box and Mint on Card ponies, I also collect those, and yeah, I just think they're very pretty on their card and in their package, so, yeah.
No, yeah, and he has a great collection. I know I've advertised that before. So
okay.
Yum Yum is definitely in a position of knowledge to assist us. Not only is he international for us, he got them where they came out. He can also translate a lot of the tri-lingual packaging for us. And he's got the ponies on hand. So when we're looking at something online or in a book and we're saying it's purple hair, he can correct our stupid butts and go, no, no, that's blue. I'm looking at it.
Yes.
Which is exactly what we need. So
definitely, definitely. So are we ready to just go ahead and jump right on in?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Mr. Yum Yum?
You
sure?
Were going to call him
Mr.
G, weren't you? I heard
no,
it.
It was going to be Mr. Yum Yum. That was going to be it.
Mr. Yum Yum.
We're being
okay.
Professional here.
Mr. Yum Yum, sure.
I could not help myself there. Okay, we're going to go ahead and start off. It's, of course, 1999. We're about to hit the millennium. We're about to go through Y2K. The computers are about to completely collapse, but yet ponies are happily playing in the field.
And which references are we using? Just real quick to remind people, we're using...
We're using, of course, Summer's book, and...
Which is called the, what's it called again, G2 Collector's Inventory or something?
Yeah, the My Little Pony G2 Collector's Inventory.
By Summer Hayes, and we're using which website?
I think you've got that one right on hand. So I'm still
hold on, I've got to go through all my links, that's why I was asking you. Rainbow Forest. Which has got a really screwy... She's still working on it and going to be doing some changes. I mean,
that's quite
she's working
neat
to revamp the site,
because
not change
the site. The girl who runs the Rainbow Forest lives a big city away from me.
So have you met her?
Near me. The girl who runs Rainbow Forest.
Have you met?
No, not yet.
You guys have not gotten together for Pony Powwow?
No. I don't know her address, and I don't have contact with her. So
darn.
Well, maybe you'll see her at the convention over there. Maybe she'll go to that. But we're talking to her, and so we should say thank you again for letting us use your site.
Oh, yeah, she was more than happy. She was like, oh, yes, use my site, yes, 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 yes. She was overly excited when we announced that we would be using her site. That's where she came onto the post, and she was like, oh, my God, you're going to use my site. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's awesome. We've got a lot of support for our G2 section of our show, and I got to say, it's been contagious. It has me much more excited about the G2s than I had been previously. So, and as a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite ponies today. So let's get to it.
Alrighty then, we'll go ahead and start them off on the block. We're going to go ahead and start with the Castle Friends.
Oh, why are we going to start with Castle Friends? Did we already talk about G2's 1999? Oh, are you going in the order of the book? Okay, so I'm on the website. I'm looking at the Rainbow Forest website. Obviously, that's a different order. So I thought we were going to go off on the website because we know everybody can have access to a computer and can follow along on the computer, but not everybody has Summer's book.
Yes,
well, I was having a slight issue with my computer at the time, and I'm still trying to get it. I'm almost there.
Okay, Yum Yum, did you have any pony surprises this week or recently that you want to share with us?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Well,
of course.
I received the G2 Baby Study and Play.
Then, did you really?
Yes, and I got
nice.
Them for a bargain.
Do they have their little skirts?
No.
Oh, they're so cute. They're so hard to get.
Yeah. And very mint.
And very mint, and that's it. That's the magic word for me.
Uh-huh. Yes, and she still has to arrive, but an Italian collector's pose sparkler.
Ooh, that's the deep purple hair?
Yes.
Oh, I love that one. I love that one. That's nice.
A Greek blossom. And let's see, a tornado.
Nice.
The main six from the G4s.
I didn't realize you didn't have them yet.
No. I waited. Well, they here in the Netherlands they are €5 each, which is like $8. It's, I
right,
because
approximately for us the American people, euro is about $1.30.
Yes.
In U.S. currency.
And that's just too expensive for me, so I got them from eBay.
Actually, might be even more right now. The euro might be up, but yeah, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
really?
I've known that because I have a bunch of extra ones. I have a bunch of, hey, you international people that might still need some G4s and I've been too lazy to list on eBay, you can always email me at mylittleponytalk@gmail.com and I can send them to you. You know, I'll just pay, you can charge you cost, whatever it was I paid for them. But then you'd have to pay for shipping, so I don't know if you get a better deal that way. But I've got a bunch of extra ones. So you got those. What do you think about those? Is this the first time you've seen the G4s in person?
No, I did saw Rainbow Dash on a meet before. I don't know. I like them, but they're not like how I like them, you know.
Do you watch the show? The
of
cartoon?
Course. I love that show.
Yeah, the show is fantastic.
That's awesome. Yes.
I thought maybe since you like the G2s so much, like we were just talking about how the G4s share some similarities in style to the G2s, and thought maybe if you like G2s so much, maybe you would really be into the G4s. But, you know, there's no telling. Everybody likes something a little different.
Well,
I love them
like
all. I'm at the point I just love them all.
Well,
except
perfect.
For G3.5. I cannot get over that. No, sorry.
No. Me too. well, and I got, let me see. Oh, the UK My Little Pony Club newsletters.
Nice. What the heck hit you? I mean, I know not that long ago you made a pretty a pretty big purchase.
Oh, yes.
And I thought you were good to go for a little while. I mean, I guess good to go for a little while in your world is like, what, 3 weeks? Apparently, it's not that long.
Yes. Well, I got great deals on them, so yeah, I couldn't let them go.
Yeah, well, you know, I can understand that. You know, you got to do it.
Yes.
Get a good enough deal. But that's awesome. Sounds like you got some awesome ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, remember, what was it, last year? It's every single day. I was stuff in. Me.
Oh, yeah, last year we both went on some crazy spending spree. I was just like, it was ridiculous how much I had to catch up for my dry spell. This year hasn't exactly been dry either, though, so.
Yours has been wetter than mine.
I think I'm good for a little while. I think Target is pretty much going to bleed me dry, so. You know, that and anything that Toys R Us happens to come out with, so I may have to scale back a bit. How's that computer doing, Amy?
Okay, I've got it working again. I just don't know what's wrong with this thing tonight.
Are you at the site?
But yes, I am. I'm at the site, and I'm going to revise what we're going to start off with. We're going to go ahead and start off with the Secret Surprise Tonys.
Yay! Now she's on the same page as us. We're at $19.99.
And boy, these girls really had a surprise that year. You know, they were just doing it. They were doing it and doing it all.
And what was the secret surprise about them, though? That was the thing. I'm like, what exactly? Why were they called Secret Surprise? They didn't have like a mystery gift that was wrapped up, and they didn't have like strange moving parts or anything that I can tell. So, what was the surprise? Any idea?
Well,
maybe
I think they had unique accessories.
They definitely had some unique accessories.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, felt like this set was like a hodgepodge of they didn't know where else to put some of these ponies, so they put them all together and called them Secret Surprise.
I think so, kind of, too.
So let's talk about them.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and start off that section with Flash.
That's Flash, for those of you who couldn't understand what she said.
Yes, she is Flash.
Right, and if you're not from the South, it's just Flash.
Oh, come on. I was trying to make her sound, you know, fast and furious. And
you did not grow up with Flash Gordon. It's Flash.
Okay, I was just after Flash Gordon. Okay, sorry. I caught him on the reruns, and they dumbed down the reruns a little bit. But,
oh, come on, Queen did the song. Nobody has to know Flash Gordon or know who he is, but I thought everybody in the world knew the Queen song of Flash Gordon.
You know, that's the one song I have never heard of Queen's, and I actually know quite a few of their songs, and I like their music.
Well, now you're just going to have to go YouTube it. So Flash. Mm-hmm. Flash is a secret surprise pony.
Oh, yes, and I think her secret surprise was the fact that she kind of looked like Seabreeze.
She kind of does. She's kind of mint green and kind of has that interesting, well, the mane is one color and the tail is another color, like they couldn't decide.
And then her symbol is blue.
Oh, and her mane is light pink, her tail is dark pink.
Fading pink.
Fading?
Fading
pink. Fading
pink, yeah.
Oh, so it was originally supposed to be a real pink, huh?
Yes.
See, that's interesting, because if you look on the site, it says her mane is light pink and her tail is purple.
Well, maybe because her hair is faded.
It's faded, but you have one, and in fact, they're supposed to both be purple?
You mean, no, the
pink?
The mane should be fading pink, like posy pink, and her tail is purple.
Okay, it is purple. You're just saying it's that kind of pink that fades to
it's
white.
It's the fading.
Right. Okay,
yes.
So if you guys have Flash, keep her out of the sun.
So, yeah, She is kind of cute. She is cute. She has a blue roller skate as her symbol. Her eyes are sea green with aqua jewels. She came with four skates, which are light purple with dark pink wheels, with some blue lines. They have a flower on each side.
And do the wheels spin, or are they just kind of like a molded wheel, or are they actually functional?
They do not spin.
That's just kind of lame, but okay. Yeah.
Well, then, but you know what? You have to admit this girl came out with safety in mind.
Yes,
because, you know,
funny.
Yes.
She had her
part about her set.
Her knee and elbow protector. She had her helmet.
Yeah, and she has inline skates, which is so funny because if you recall, the G1s also had their own skating ponies. They had both the roller skating outfits where you could slip on the little booties, which had the traditional skates that, like, had the four wheels kind of in a, like a car, the way a car's tires are, you know, the shoe-axle. Traditional old skates. And then again, you had the ones, the actual ponies that could skate that were released over in the U.K., the little trio that actually had skates molded onto their feet. And now here we are, we're at G2, which isn't that many years later, but now, just a sign of the times, her skates are shaped like inline skates, one wheel behind each other instead of having them all in the traditional setup. So I think that's a pretty funny little development. And the fact that she's got safety gear. None of the other girls got safety gear.
Well, you got to figure, they were all in that time when, you know, you just sent your kid outside with the roller skates and just told them, just don't fall down. And if you're going to fall down in the grass.
Yes, that's exactly what you were told. Exactly. Are you sure you learned my mother in another life? Don't fall down. If you fall down, fall on the grass.
You know, that's what my mother would always say. If you're going to fall off your bike, lean towards the grass.
I didn't have a lot of grass in the city I grew up in, but I did know to look for the softest concrete.
Yeah, that's exactly what my mother said. Don't fall down, and if you're going to do it, just fall either to the left or the right, depending upon which lane of traffic you're in.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, her helmet and knee pads are great. Well, you know what, that's also, you know, you see that, this whole safety thing, sign of the times. I mean, The cars they have now have, like, little pony cars now have seatbelts, you know?
Yes.
Back
in the day,
they were reckless.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, they had those scooters that, you know, you just zoomed on, and, you know, they just fell off the sides.
Crazy,
you know?
Talk. Let's get to the next girl. And I get to talk about the next girl because she's one of my all-time favorite ponies.
Well, then go right on ahead.
Awesome. Yes, I'm totally hijacking, announcing the next pony, and it is
Hip Holly.
Hip Holly. What's that, Yum-Yum?
The name of Flash.
Oh, yes. Name, Flash, yes, say it.
Say it.
Roller.
I was in such a hurry, because they don't have it written on the site. They don't have the name.
No, but you can see it in the guide, the inventory.
In the guide, okay. How do you pronounce it?
Miss Roller.
Miss Roller?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's anticlimactic, Yum Yum.
No kidding. This is supposed to be like
Miss
ultramatic. You know, like Miss Roller or something
that. Oh, I'm loving the next one, though. Okay, so we're talking about Hip Holly, who is, generation aside, one of my favorite ponies of all time.
The most uniquest looking pony of this
Pretty much everybody knows who Hip Holly is, even if you don't like the G2s or anything else, because she is the one that has the translucent plastic, like light orange translucent plastic that has the confetti, the orange and yellow little confetti dots embedded into her plastic with a yellow flower, bright neon orange hair with a yellow neon forelock stripe, and she came with the little bag with the cell phone and some other accessories. I'm trying to think. Let me see. I should actually read the thing, huh? It's worth mentioning. Da-da-da-da.
She came with a clear bag?
Yeah, her bag is clear.
A cell phone?
You put the cell phone and the other accessory she had. Yeah. She had a ring, a really cute little ring. It has like a yellow ring with orange petal flowers. And so she would put all of her little stuff in the bag, and the bag would hang around her neck, so all of her accessories were with her.
And seriously, the construction workers, they'd probably hold her up because, seriously, you could see her from 3 miles away.
She is
so
not
it's better.
Quite as bright in person. She's bright, don't get me wrong. But the saturation of the picture on the Rainbow Forest is a little bit extreme.
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
yeah,
I know.
I'm just kidding.
More in person.
It's more muted in person than that.
Yes.
It's still bright, but it's not like blinding bright as it is. And then she is. She's just one of my all-time favorite. Her accessories are just awesome. They're really cute together. I had her mitt on card, and we took her off because we had to play with her. But she had a really funky issue. And a lot of you people, if you come across her, don't trash her because of this.
Because of a lack of oxygen, she would become sticky and smelly, and you just could not get rid of that smell.
Well, some people said it was also just the plasticizer that would leach out of plastic. We saw it with different types of ponies, but apparently it's more of a problem with ponies made with see-through plastic. I heard that the G3, I think there was four of them. The G3 line has four ponies that are made with see-through plastic. They had a little bit of that issue. But she would be god-awful smelling. We had her mitt on card. We took her off because we had to play with her. And she came out. You thought you were holding this horrible, sticky mess. She smelled god-awful. She really did. And a lot of people could not tolerate it. I don't know how many of her
got
thrown out.
And it's actually said that possibly that Hasbro recalled her due to this issue, but it's something that's unknown, but she is one of the harder to find G2s because of this. Because either she was thrown out or
recalled,
Hasbro
maybe.
said, send her back.
Which it was a really bad problem. But the good news, everybody, if you get a mitt on card one and say, you know, you decide you're going to decard her, or maybe you get one that's kind of beat up on card, so you're decarding her, or you just found one and she's still sticky mess, it does go away. It took us probably a year or two or more, but I clean her with soap and water with like a soapy, I used a paper towel that had like a little bit of soap in it, and I would clean her up real good. But you got to be careful because they do have a metal washer, so be careful of the tail. But you're only concerned with the body. It didn't really affect I don't remember affecting the hair so much. But I would just wipe her down, and I guess you could also use, say, like some sort of wet wipe or something else that wouldn't be abrasive, and we would just keep cleaning her. I'd go in there every week or every couple weeks because we actually played with the ponies then. So I would know, oh, okay, Hip Holly needs to get wiped down. And she's fine now. It's been years and years and years since I've had to so much as wipe her down. Now the only time she gets wiped down is if I'm actually dusting. But it goes away.
Yeah.
The smell goes away. It's not a permanent condition. It can just vary as to how long it takes.
It might be a good idea maybe if the first time you ever take her out, maybe quarantine her to another room.
Why would
you
do that?
Would you maybe suggest that because of the smell?
It wasn't like it overtook the whole room. I wouldn't say it was that dang bad. Jeez,
okay.
It's not my husband's farts.
Well, I just want to know this, just in case.
I don't recall it being that overpowering. But again, this is like 10 years ago, you know, so actually, 12 years ago, it was a long time, you know, so I don't remember if it was that bad. I think I might have had her set aside just so I'd remember to clean her up. But you just have to be diligent about it. You have to wipe her down. Don't let that sticky stuff stay on her. I have a feeling it could harbor bacteria or just not be a good thing to have sitting on the pony. You know, there's that debate as to whether or not that plasticizer leaching out is part of the reason, like how maybe pony cancer develops, because it can get into that sticky goo and bacteria can kind of multiply in that environment. That's just a theory. We don't have proof on that. But just to be safe, I just made sure I kept wiping her down, and yeah, she's good. It's good to go. It doesn't mess her up.
Okay.
She doesn't become brittle. She doesn't discolor. You just got to keep her clean until it stops happening. Anyway, she is awesome, guys. With her accessories, she is just, she's so awesome. She's definitely one of my favorite ponies, regardless of generation. I love her. When we did the pony purge, she was one of the ponies that survived the purge, and and I'm so glad that I kept her. And she is. She's hard to find, but she's especially hard to find with her goodies. See, even Yum Yum didn't realize she had a bag.
Well, after all that work, I would hope that she would survive the pony purge.
Yes, that was the other thing. I was like, it was personal, you know? I had a connection with this pony.
Yes, you bathed her every single week.
Yeah, she got wiped down a lot.
Sometimes twice a week.
And it didn't decrease.
That is personal.
It decreased, and it got all better, and she does not have a smell whatsoever. She's not sticky at all. You would just not know. So stick in there. We've got your hip hollies, guys. Do not give up. They get better.
Okay. And what is her actual name, Yum Yum?
Oh, you're going to make Yum Yum say this? It's a hard one.
In Dutch? What?
Yeah, in Dutch.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Happy Hippie.
Happy Hippie. And
yeah.
She absolutely looks like a happy hippie. I think
happy
hippie fits her better than Hip Holly.
Yes.
Because of the flowers. Happy hippie.
But
I'm going to start calling her happy hippie now.
But this next one, I swear to God, I can pronounce the Italian version of this name.
Yeah, anybody that takes allergy medicine can. and kind of makes you wonder the correlation here. But go ahead. You go on talk about the. I just had to have my hip holly thing. I'm all good now.
No problem. I'm, of course, talking about Merry Moments, or in Italian, Allegra.
And what does Allegra mean in Italian? Well, what is her name in Dutch? Maybe that'll tell us.
Plaatje plezier, which means picture fun.
Picture frame. So.
Picture fun.
Picture fun.
Fun.
Picture fun?
Yes.
Like, woohoo! Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you got to figure, you know, you take your Allegra and you have merry moments after that, so.
Yeah, all right, so. Allegra means cheerful and lively in Italian. Really?
Yes.
Gay and jaunty, cheerful and lively. Or it could be merry moments. Or it could be picture fun.
Whatever one you want it to be.
She's the girl that has some crazy scrapbooking skills, is what it is.
Oh, yes.
And she just has a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, yes. She is actually the same color as Ivy. And her hair is that same shade.
Oh, really?
Pink.
She is much darker than Ivy, I think. She's more like a very deep sea green.
Yeah, I could see that. Ivy
has
almost like a more white in her mixture, maybe. So this girl has a richer color.
Yes. Nice.
Sorry, I was going strictly off the website picture, and it kind of looks like a little bit like
yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why we have Yum Yum. Seriously, he's going to be able to correct all those color variations.
Thank you.
Which
you're
is
right.
Great because I don't have 98% of these guys. I have 20 G2s in my collection, so we really have to defer to Yum Yum for the actual color corrections.
Oh yes. And, of course, her symbol is a photo album with pink hearts and green stripes above it. And she came with a lot of really cute accessories.
You know, I thought, and I never really, before I even listened or looked into what the description was, whatever that thing is looks like a rockin' beat guitar to me. So I always thought somehow or another she was musically related, and I thought maybe those were headphones or something. And that's not what it is at all. But that's what it reminds me of.
Nope, it is definitely not. What it is two photo frames, one that she can wear on her back. She comes with several pictures. You can put Insta frames, which contain ponies like Ivy, Sundance, or Lightheart, of course. and some special pictures. When you when you color the paper with a pencil, a pony appears. She also comes with a pink photo camera and a blue comb.
Yum Yum, did you play with this pony? Did you like...
No.
Because I want to know what's up with the color of the paper with a pencil, special pictures appear. What's up with that?
Well, I have a few pictures of it, and they're just like they're like paper pictures, nothing special at all. You can slide them in the sockets.
No, but they said they have that, but they also had some special pictures that you color the paper with a pencil and a pony appears. So is it sort of like a rub, like maybe there was like a...
I'm trying to think.
It sounds like something
actually,
I've seen before.
That stuff basically what it is the paper has... The ink on the paper reacts to a pencil in certain ways.
So it's almost like invisible ink, and then you put it over there and the chemical interacts with the lead or whatever and made a picture.
Right.
Sort of like an outline. Probably not a full-color picture, obviously, but like an outline of a pony or something. That sounds
really cool.
It's
kind of goes along the lines with, like, you know, what they have out now. It's the secret marker things. You know, you rub the marker on the paper, and then, you know, the stuff appears.
Right.
Oh, you can read it in the in Summer's Guide. You can read on the Minton card picture that reveals the hidden picture by coloring the blank photo with a pencil.
Yeah.
Right. I was just kind of curious as to what that image wound up looking like, and like, do you remember? I don't remember what they called the rubbings, but you know, when you lay a piece of paper over...
Yes, I know what you're talking
over
about.
Over an image, but it's a raised image, so when you take a crayon or something and say you rub it over a leaf. A leaf was a popular thing to do, you know, with tracing paper or something like
that. It was
that.
Rubbing.
And then rubbings, yeah, just plain old rubbings. So I didn't know if they were going off of sort of like the rubbings idea or if there was like an actual chemical or wax or something on a piece of paper that was like... reacting that way. So I was trying to figure out which kind of image is gonna what you were gonna get.
The rubbing. But
more like the rubbing?
Yes. Well, that's what it shows on the card.
Be interesting to see. I would love to see pictures of the finished product. Because I'm not looking in Summer's book, even though I have it. It's upstairs in the pony room, which would mean we would have to take a trip to the pony room to get it. Should we do that?
Are we ready to take one?
Yeah, let's take a trip to the pony room, and then we can get our pony snacks. So get your pony snacks so we can take a trip to the pony room. Everybody, let's see, where are they? Pony snack time. Woohoo! Okay. Yum Yum, do you have your substitute?
No.
No substitute?
I don't have any.
I gotta wait till next month or so to send them to him because I am not sending Yum Yum gooey fruit snacks in the middle of summer. Just not doing it.
Oh wait,
yeah, not
a good
idea.
If there's something I can eat instead.
Snack will do.
I already had my dessert for tonight. I had fried ice cream, so I can't.
I'm just
gonna
have these
tonight.
Pony snacks. Keeping it simple.
Well, Mom and I, we went out to dinner, so, and I had one of those coupons where, you know, you got the appetizer, you have to pick an appetizer, do two dinners, and you shared a dessert.
That works.
So.
I'm back.
Yay! Okay,
we'll
we're ready to go to the pony room.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it works this time!
Awesome timing. Are we all ready? Open
yes.
the door. All together now. Okay. I didn't hear you breathe, Yum Yum. Thank you. Okay. Come on, play nice. Okay. We're in the pony room. We have about 2 feet to step in because of the pile. Thank you, pile o' ponies. Oh, and I got the Comic-Con poster too. I forgot to mention.
That's one thing I don't have.
Is on my floor waiting to be framed, and I don't want to put it, like, lean it up against anything because I don't want it to warp or anything, so it's, like, laying just perfectly on my floor. Where? What am I looking for? Oh, I'm looking for the G2 book. Okay. G1, G3, G2. Got it. And I'm going to open up my pony snacks. All right. Big wishes for green pony snacks.
May you have plenty of greens.
One green pony snack. What the heck? Hey, at least I got one. They didn't totally rob me.
Exactly.
I'll take it. Okay. Pony room. Pony room really needs help, guys.
Okay, I still need some. It's page 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there it is. Okay. What's next?
Oh, dear Lord. That's what's
really
next.
They have a pony named Oh Dear Lord.
They should have named her Oh Dear Lord.
That would have been Holly's name.
No, I think it would have been this girl's name. We're of course talking about Satin Slipper. Who has
been? Oh, you mean the should have been 1984 Satin Slipper?
Yeah. Yeah. Seeing how she has three different colors. Completely different colors. That do not blend at all.
Well, go on. Talk about the basics, and then we can all talk about the obvious.
Well, of course, first of all, she has a white head that goes
she doesn't really have a white head. Let's be a little more clear. Her outfit is molded to her body, just like the ballerina ponies from G1. So it's not that she has a white head, because it's her outfit. She is a white pony with a molded outfit on her that is a different color.
Yes, but at least with the ballerina ponies, they kind of gave it a bit more dimension instead of having the white head down to the top of the
It goes further than the seam.
Well, up to the top of the shirt, and then the shirt down to her shoes is purple, and then her feet, her legs are blue.
She has leg warmers on.
Yes, but at least with the other dancing ponies, they at least gave it a little bit more dimension.
I don't think dimension is the word that you're thinking. Maybe you think it's a more defined.
Thank you.
Defined outfit, not dimension, but more defined and easier to see what's going on.
Yes.
Because this
there
is harder to recognize as being a leotard. What she is she's a white pony wearing what looks like pink or maybe light purple. I can't tell from the picture.
Pink.
A pink leotard, which would be like a full body leotard.
Yeah.
And then she has blue leg warmers up to her knees, which on the pony, of course, would be all four legs. So,
and pink. She comes with pink
shoes. Because this is all molded
shoes
onto her body, it's not like any of it's removable. It gives her a very odd appearance.
Yes. I definitely agree there. It is definitely odd.
Especially if you were to find her without her accessories. Now, her accessories, and she has, was that like
her
a dark pink,
cute,
dark red hair and pink hair? Like her mane is two-toned. One half of it is like a lighter pink, and the other half is like a rose pink or something. I can't really tell.
Her mane is red and pink. Her tail is red.
Okay, and then she did have the cloth tulle-y kind
tutu.
Tutu. I love them
in that
the ballerina shoes. Look like they actually have ribbons of some sort to actually tie around like real ballerina shoes. So with her
now,
accessories,
really
she makes more
cute.
Sense.
Yeah, but looking at her without them, if you just turn to her page on the website, yeah, she doesn't look right. Especially not, you know, not even correlating with her big ballet shoe on her bum. There, you know, I think the
poor
girl.
What I think is interesting is that
like poor
the
girl.
Foot is still in the ballet shoe, and the foot is a human foot.
Yeah, that too.
So that's a little funny.
She's lovely.
But she's probably as much prettier in person.
Yeah, she really
is. She probably is.
She's
I mean, I could see how she would be.
She's very elegant in person.
Aww. No,
I believe
it.
And I bet you those shoes, oh my gosh, I would love to see those shoes on her.
Oh, I can link you a picture.
See? He can make it so.
You can show us a better picture?
Uh-huh.
Thank
well,
goodness.
With her accessories on and with a close-up picture of her symbol.
Well, the symbol looks pretty simple for a symbol.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like that would be... That's not hard to tell, but not seeing her little shoes on her is kind of... I really want to see those shoes on her.
I want to see those, too.
I posted a link in the chat room.
Ooh, I'm running.
I'm not. I'm
sitting.
As I walk to the computer
again. I'm stampeding down.
Oh, please don't. As a matter of fact, I'm taking so much time, I still haven't logged into the show. All right.
And I am not there yet.
And now I got to see if I can remember how to log into the show. I know.
Here we go.
I know Mrs. G or somebody had told me how to do this before.
Oh, she looks so cute.
Told ya.
And adorable with the shoes on and her little tutu.
Okay.
Now she makes complete sense. Now she looks ultra, ultra cute.
All right.
She looks uber, 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 duper cute.
Yeah, I forgot how to sign in to the chat room again. Yeah, I did that.
Well, how about this? Log in to your Google Talk.
I don't know how to do that either. I have a different kind of messenger program that logs me into like a whole bunch of things at one time. I remember, I think it was, I don't know if it was Mrs. G or who it was that actually explained to me how to get in it one time. And I was like so relieved. I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I'm actually in the talk room. Let's see. What happens if I click that? That's not... Oh, I remember now. I remember. I think I got it. You don't have to stop the show for me, people. Continue on.
No, I'm actually dropping in my... Hold on.
Go to the show, and it should be right at the bottom, I think is what it is. Pause that. Here we go. Yes, it's much easier than I thought it was. Oh, hey, now that I'm actually looking at all this, it looks like Escara wants us to do a special request for Lady Moonshine to be the next pony, and Yum Yum is on it. So we have people talking in the chat room, and hi everybody, I'm actually here now and I'm logging in. I figured it out all by myself. I'm a big girl now.
Okay, but if we do Moonshine next, then we're going to be out of order.
Well, we're forewarning everything. It's a special request. Just work with it.
Okay. Well, do you want to give us the Dutch name of Satin Slipper before we jump on over?
Danseresje. which means little dancer, I guess.
Aww. And she really is. And she really is. She is a cute little dancer. Once you see her with all her shoes on.
Oh, good Lord, Amy. She's cute, but come on now.
She's not your baby or something.
No, that's Moon Dancer.
Yeah, yeah, I like that her skirt works much better. The color matches up better with her her leg warmers and the little ribbons. It's cuter. I like her little artwork for her card, actually, where she's leaping kind of in the air and stuff. That's real cute. Okay, so we're doing our special request here.
Okay, we're actually going to move right on into the royal lady ponies.
Royal ladies.
We must all talk like this now. We all have to remember this.
I can't do that because I would stink at that and I would just sound stupid.
Well, first up, of course, is Lady Moonshine by request.
I think you can't figure out which accent you want to do.
Neither do I. Never can figure out which accent I really want to
use. That's why I don't do them. If I don't know how to do them, I just steer clear, or else I'll do like four accents at once.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that one.
I've got to know.
Okay.
Ascara, why did you want us to do Lady Moonshine next?
I know.
You know?
I know.
Oh, she needs to go. Wants to hear what we guys have to say about her. Duh, Reed. Hello. Gotcha. What do I say about her?
When you turn her head, her left leg will lift.
Oh, does she suffer from the two colors of plastic like a lot of these ponies do? Because their legs seem to have been made of a different kind of plastic, so it's like it turns a different color than the rest of the body.
Yeah, if you actually look at the picture, she looks like
she's
one purple
leg. Prosthesis pony?
She has a purple leg, and then she has a pink leg.
But
she is a beauty. Lady Moonshine, of course, is pink.
Amy, don't say it just because she's listening. She's prosthesis pony. The poor girl's got a leg that looks like it, you know, wasn't her original. But
I like her
design. I like her symbol, and I like her accessories, and she's otherwise cute. But I get a little freaked out by this particular feature with the pony.
I'd love her anyway. She does have light pink hair with red in it, and her tail is also a bright red. And she has silver tinsel in her hair and tail. Her symbol is a moon with some stars and light purple.
It reminds me of the South Carolina flag is what that reminds me of. That real simple sliver of moon with the stars.
Well, see, you know who she reminds me of?
Who?
My favorite dancer. Yes.
Yeah, she does remind you of Moon Dancer. Gotta say that's true.
So, and she comes with a big purple magic box with yellow and pink stars, clouds, and moon.
And is that a little dragon? What is that green thing?
That's a little dragon.
It's a little dragon. Is that like attached to the foot of the armoire box?
Oh no! It has a
no.
If you look at the crown she has, it's kind of too very big. So
it is kind of big.
Put the little dragon in the crown and put it on the pony's head. The little dragon hides under the crown.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
And it has a little Velcro piece.
Okay, I take it back. I can deal with her weird colored leg because her accessories are awesome. Okay, I would find a way to make it work. I'd maybe get her like a nice little outfit or something, you know, so her bum was showing still, but like the leg issue would not freak me out. And I would, the accessories are rocking. I'm digging that.
Oh, yeah, I think that is just too cute. The fact that you just put the little dragon on top of her head and he can hide under her crown and go with
and
her.
And she has
everywhere
a ring. Oh my gosh. The book shows that she has a ring, but unfortunately, the site, the website, doesn't have a picture of the little ring. So I am totally sold. She's got a ring and a dragon and a magic scepter and a hat to hide the dragon and a little armoire with moons and stars. And oh my gosh, I love this. This is awesome. I'll just, like, turn the pony to the side where I don't have to see her weird leg.
Yes,
yeah,
but
the
you
weird
know what?
Leg
it
is really weird.
It kind of sticks out, though.
It literally sticks out. If I got this girl, she would just be ripped off the card immediately. Just no doubt about it, because I would have to remedy that. Because they have her on the card, they have her weird leg on the front. So it's like it would just, like, be screaming at me from across the room every time I entered. I would totally have to decard her, like, in 3 seconds. I would decard her so bad that I wouldn't even take care with the package.
You just rip right into that puppy, huh?
Oh, that thing would be shredded. The dragon and the ring and the hat, oh my gosh, I'm sold.
And her scepter.
I like that she can actually put the scepter on her leg, too. That's one thing I like. A lot of the accessories for G2 actually went on the pony.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That was definitely cute. So wait, and her character is very mysterious.
Oh, is it?
Yes. She is very mysterious. Of course, any pony with a dragon who hides under her crown would be very mysterious in my eyes.
Yeah, that definitely works. Okay, so now, you know, that dragon probably is, like, seriously hard to find.
Probably.
Sort of like up there with Silver Swirl's dragon, but worse, even smaller.
But probably not as hard to find as what this girl right up next has.
Are we all right? So what order are we going in now? Since
Dutch name for.
We're not done yet.
Oh. Dutch name, go for
her Dutch name is Gravin Manenstel.
Which means
Countess Moonbeam.
Huh, it's pretty comparable to her original name.
I love that one. I love Countess better than Lady. I like that one better.
Countess sounds, well,
more
Countess
mysterious.
Sounds like you let them eat cake.
No, that's Queen. That would be Queen. Get it right.
No, Queen's all over the world. I don't know. Countess just sounds snootier to me.
Graven better?
Graven. Sure.
There we go.
Yeah, Graven's a real delicate sounding.
Oh, yeah. But up next, we're going to go ahead and we're going to stick with the royal ladies.
All right, so we're going to at least have that continuity going on.
So we're going to go back up and we're going to go on with Lady Cupcake.
Oh, she's an odd one.
These guys look related, at least as far as color is concerned.
Oh, yes. These two look related, but she is totally cute. Okay. She, of course, she is standing on all four legs straight, head held up high. When you
I
turn
think we need
her,
to state the
head.
Obvious, though, with these gals that we haven't
What's
mentioned
that?
Yet. These are all ponies that have already been made that are being re-released with new accessories.
With uber new accessories.
Right. So, you know, you can see, you know, that the idea of re-releasing the same pony over and over with new accessories is not a new concept to Hasbro.
No.
And here we're seeing it. I guess this is part of their original core G2s that they came out with. The very first, I don't know how many were in that first set, but here they just took the ones they thought were the most popular, in other words, the pink ones. And gave them new accessories. Definitely rocking accessories, but wait, I've seen this girl before.
But you know what? You gotta love her.
No, you don't have to love her, but I can love her accessories.
Well, I have to because she is so cute. She is pink with pink red tail, pink red, pink, a pink slash, okay.
Try again.
And it's just not making sense. Her tail is red and her hair is red and light pink with red tinsel.
Mm-hmm.
And her symbol, of course, is a box, which makes no sense with cupcake.
It's a prize. Oh, yeah, cupcake. Gotcha.
But
sorry,
she
like, what do you mean?
It made no sense. A cupcake in a box?
Well, it's a birthday present, and they're going to have cupcakes at the party. Let's just look at it that way.
They better have cupcakes at that party. But, you know, she, of course, she can't come with just a box full of cupcakes. No, she has to come with a big, huge purple treasure chest. Which, of course, hides gold in it.
I'm not real fond of her accessories. I think they could have done a better job. They kind of... It kind of looks a little cheesier than some of their other accessories for their other sets. I don't think these were done as nicely.
Well, I kind of like the... I definitely like the treasure chest.
You do? I think that looks like something that should be sitting in the bottle of a goldfish tank somewhere.
Nah.
The gold base is also in was also available in bright yellow. So instead of gold, also bright yellow.
Oh.
Bright yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I might actually prefer, I don't know, I might actually prefer the bright yellow to the gold. I'm not really sure. I'm not real fond of it.
Again, coming to terms with items that could be lost, look at the size of that key.
Yeah, right? Good luck finding that again.
Yeah. You're going to open up the package, it's going to fall into the carpet, and the carpet's going to eat it.
Oh, then I'm glad I have it.
Yeah, I'm feeling that definitely would be one of those, you know, 20 years from now, people are going to be like, I'll give you $50 if you have that key.
I'll take it
the entire pony and her entire set combined, just the key.
I'll give you $200. No, I'll give you $500.
Because how many times have you seen that? I mean, you look at any of the, a lot of ponies now that have special accessories that came specific to them. And, yeah, their little accessories are worth far more than the pony themselves, mm-hmm. or at least depending on the pony.
Princess crown clips.
Crown clips. Oh, yeah. Seriously. It took me forever to get those suckers. They are ridiculously expensive. Then they've stayed ridiculously expensive, guys. Crown clips for G1s have been ridiculously expensive for the last 15 years or more. But 15 years that I've been around. Anyway, moving on.
But
what is up with the white, looks like it should be in a hospital room cloak?
It's her cape.
Yeah.
Is it just white? Am I really seeing that it's just plain white?
Well,
it's
white.
Okay. Yeah, they really should have picked a different color because I want to think hospital gown when I see that white. Not digging the accessories on her, can you tell?
Are you on the computer?
I'm on the computer, yep. Are you going to change my mind with a stunning new picture?
Yes.
Awesome.
Go for it. Go, come on. Come on. We must get it.
There's another one. All right, now you see, when you do her up, now she looks like she's at the barber shop. Looks better, but I'm still not sold. All right,
and
so
how
this
about
gold, this gold color's
this?
No, still not sold,
another.
But it's a better picture.
Let me see.
You're gonna try something else.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, I think that cape's supposed to go the other way, though. I think that's the issue.
Yeah, it looks like a bib. It looks like several different things going on here.
Well, she is kind of, you know, in
odd
pose. Yeah,
yeah, and
really.
Yeah, this one's a little better, I think. And the gold looks a little less cheesy, but it's still not my cup of tea.
And I still haven't figured out what her special movement is. I mean, if you turn her head or...
Her foot moves.
Maybe she's just poseable.
Uh-huh.
That you can, like, cock her arm, you know, so that she's, like, on a tippy-toe thing going on there.
No. If you turn her head, her hoof turns. with
her hoof turns. Why would your hoof turn? That just seems silly.
Yes, I know, right?
And was it me, or did the bottom of her feet just completely disappear into those shoes?
Yeah, they pretty much did. That's kind of odd. This poor girl, she just, you know, even with the best pictures, she still just can't get a break.
Yes.
She still seems to be... Oh, dear Lord.
And, you know, it's not like, you know, if the key could, like, somehow sit on that weird part of her foot, and you could, like, turn her head and make the key turn by turning her foot, that would make sense. But the key doesn't look like some of the other accessories where it could hook onto her leg in any way.
And it doesn't even fit in the keyhole.
And it doesn't fit in the keyhole.
Then what in the world do you need a key for?
Yes, indeed.
Seriously.
Well, that's like
my
the keys that went with the secret surprise ponies. The keys, like, in the most, for the most part, either were not strong enough, the plastic wasn't strong enough to actually turn the mechanism, or they got the little piece of plastic got worn out so quickly that it was just, everybody, I think, just went and got a coin. Everybody got a penny or a dime to open up their secret surprise pony because the key just did not work.
Oh, wait, I totally forgot to link some G2 commercials for these sets. I have some somewhere.
Go ahead. You can go ahead and do those. And you can go ahead and maybe give us the Dutch.
Whoa. Whoa, is that the song coming on?
Yeah, sorry.
Whoa.
I thought that was Panda. Computer finally.
No,
up.
I played
that
the
wasn't me.
Video. I posted a link to the commercial of a German.
All right, let me. I should copy this link and send it over to our Facebook because poor people that are listening to the show going, what links? Those of you that are downloading 6 months after the fact.
Definitely look at our Facebook page. But
how's the snow out there in California?
And I also have them of the kitchen and Merry Moments.
Ooh.
Is this all from the same? Is this your YouTube site or something, Yum Yum?
Yes.
So do you have your own page going on yet, or do we? The link for this particular YouTube will take you to you, and then we just see your name and click on you, and you'll just have a bucket load of My Little Pony related videos.
Yes, indeed.
There you go.
So
that, do you have a page? I can link you specifically to on the Facebook, and they can find all of them.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yes, I have a lot of French commercials on that.
All right, so link me you. Like the hub of, like, you know, so I can say, okay, go to this link, you can see, blah, 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 instead of trying to link them individually.
Oh, sorry.
Rainbow Dash. Sorry, I could not help myself. When you do something like that, I just cannot help myself. But what is the Dutch name of this girl?
Wait, let me see. Maartje Taartje, which means March Pie or something like that. It's really an odd name.
Yeah, it sounded a little
weird.
Different.
Yes.
That is beyond weird. Poor girl. The poor girl. I think we'll go ahead and leave the poor girl, and we'll just move right
on. But it's a very, very cute name if you are Dutch.
If you're Dutch, it's probably
if you're Dutch, it's a very
if
cute
Dutch,
name.
You can speak Dutch, you understand Dutch, it's adorable.
Yes.
But to everyone else, that is just an extremely weird name. But coming up, of course, is Lady Lightheart. Who is always cute, I think. I think she is always just cute and adorable. I'm not having anyone disagree with me. I don't know
because
what
I'm busy doing things on our Facebook where I'm linking Yum Yum's YouTube page.
Oh,
so
dear Lord, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. She's not disagreeing with me.
I think she's cute, but I had a hard time finding her in the right condition for my collection. which is mint. Her tinsel seems to go crazy, and her symbol seems to rub off very easily.
I think Lightheart, her symbol always does fade and go away very quickly, and she still does the right front leg lifts when you turn the plastic end of her tail. Her head will move. No, wait, I'm sorry. You turn the plastic end of her tail and her head will turn.
Yes.
Why would you want to turn her tail to turn her head?
Because that's cool. You turn something else and something other turns with it. I don't know.
It
something happens.
Her
it's
head.
A mystery.
Turn her head and her tail turns, but okay. Anyway, she is, of course, her normal, usual colors, but her tail and mane have clear tinsel.
Mm-hmm. Which is very hard to style. Crazy tinsel.
Tinsel always goes crazy. But,
no,
of course, you know,
But this clear tinsel is like plastic,
ooh,
not metallic, and that's very hard to style.
Oh,
you can with the tinsel with which a lady Cupcake has, it's very easy to straighten out. But with this tinsel, it's really hard. I don't recommend doing it with a straightening iron because then it curls up, and you don't want that.
Ah, well, I did not know that.
It's like that bright tinsel, the G1 bright.
Oh, okay. Very good to know, very good to know. Well, she definitely came with accessories to go ahead and make her beautiful. You know, she, of course, has a big, huge mirror that she just sits in front of all day long and just goes, mirror, mirror, on my table.
And there's something very odd about this mirror. If you you can see these two pink knobs at the top of the mirror holder, right?
Okay.
As if you turn those, the mirror will. How do I say that? Hold on. will bend. To you.
Which ponies are we looking at?
Where I am now describing the mirror.
Lady Lightheart.
Thing of Lady Lightheart. And if you turn it, you will look funny in this. It's like a fun mirror, something.
Oh.
Funny. Oh, so it warps the image?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it's like a funhouse mirror. Oh, there
yes,
it is.
Indeed.
Oh, I get it. It bends the mirror, so it'll turn to
mm-hmm.
a funhouse mirror.
Yes.
Why would you want
cute.
To do that?
I don't know.
Look,
because,
I'm fat.
Because
look, I'm skinny. Look, I'm fat. Look, I'm skinny.
Lightheart
no.
was the funny one.
No,
and
so she makes everyone...
funny mirror.
So she
okay.
makes everyone else look in this mirror. Okay.
Okay. So like, hey, come look at yourself in the mirror. Click. I get it.
Okay, that really does make sense.
Yeah, you know, I remember, I believe Pony Genie also told us the same thing. You really, the stories that go with these guys are really what make the toys make so much sense. If you don't know Lightheart's personality and the role she plays, then you're going, why would you want a mirror that makes you look fat and skinny?
Yeah, right.
And you go, oh, no, I get it now. She's the funny one. She likes to do that stuff, and... So it makes sense.
Yes.
Very interesting. I'm so glad that we know that. Decorated with moons and stars, hair clip. What is with these little gems? Are those just little random gems?
Yes, I think so too.
Which gems?
Closer look.
What looks like little tiny... If you're looking online, you see the picture of her accessories. They look like little circles. It's not random confetti or something that she put in the picture.
These,
no, those are the knobs. That you turn and it'll make the mirror
no,
bend.
No.
In front of it.
Let me link a picture in the chat room. So
they look like almost like sequin
better.
Or
yes,
twinkle eyes
like,
that are.
little Velcro on the back so you can stick them in the pony.
Stick them in her hair. Yes. All right. There you go.
It's like the flower thing.
Oh, yum, yum. This is your site, isn't it?
No, it's someone else.
I have
another one.
So many sites. So this is also a really good reference site. What site are we using that you keep sending us the to for these better other pictures?
The Guide to the New My Little Pony.
Guide to the New My Little Pony.
Yeah.
So would
Second
you just put
generation.
That into Google or something?
It's an
trying
angel,
to find a website.
Angel Fire site.
An Angel Fire site.
Yeah. Well, Rainbow Forest has it linked to.
Rainbow Forest also has it linked. That's very helpful. So definitely, if you go to, when you're on the Rainbow Forest site and you're looking down on the side there where they have all the years and everything listed, if you go to under other and you go to links, you can see the...
Oh, no. No, it isn't.
It's not in there. I'm going to say, wait a minute.
Where? But I think it is on the MLPland.com site. Let me just see. Links.
I'm just trying to find the first page for this.
Ponyland.
Oh, Ponyland
Market.
Has it.
Ponyland Market. If you go to MLPland.com and go to links and then see G2 ponies, it's the first link.
Ponyland
Market.
Market's Guide to the New My Little Pony.
Yeah.
All right, that's another good site to be looking at as we go through these ponies because they offer pictures in a new light so that you can see how some of these accessories make sense.
And I think she has a complete collection with all the accessories, which is very cool.
Yeah, I like how she put
cool.
this together where she has nice, very clear photos. They look more true to the color than some of the other pictures that we've been seeing. And they're clearer, you know, with Summer's book not being glossy paper, some of it can kind of get hazy looking. And with the other sites, you know, with different saturation issues, this one has a more consistent quality with the pictures as far as being able to really see the details better. I like that she gives you a specific... up close of the little information cards from the ponies, another up close of the eye, and an up close picture of the symbol, as well as the whole picture of the pony with her accessories and everything. So I think that's a nice feature so that you can kind of pick out these little pieces to see. So yeah, that's a cool site. I'm going to have to bookmark this one because I think we're going to be using this as an addendum, I guess would be the word. As an extra site to go to complement the Rainbow Forest.
Okay, dokie.
Would be great.
So, are we ready to move on to at least one last pony tonight?
Will we be finishing out the set by doing so?
Yes.
Well, then I am so there.
We will go ahead and finish up this set and... I think that'll be the last set for the night.
Yeah, have a nice clean break.
Oh, yes. And then we will, of course, move on to Lady Sky Skimmer. Oh, wait. Back that up one moment. What was Lady Lightheart's name in Dutch?
Let me see. Lichthartje. Which means light heart.
We lost another person on the board. Had to get up. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Yum Yum. I'm rude. Say that again.
Lichthartje. Which translates to light heart.
Wow.
Boy, talk about nailing
direct translation?
Yeah.
They completely nailed that one. I think they actually had someone who was Dutch working that day.
And it looks like I don't know a whole lot of languages or anything, but Spanish, they named her Corazon, which I believe means heart, doesn't it?
Yes. I have no clue.
So she had a pretty easy time of it in the translation department.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely. But last, but certainly not least for the ladies, we have Lady Sky Skimmer. And I have to say that I have her.
Do you have her accessories?
No, I just have the pony. No, I just have the giraffe pony.
Giraffe pony. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. She kind of looks a little bit like a giraffe with her neck like that. This particular feature, I'm surprised that they didn't do something to cover it the way they did with the playtime.
You can cover it with the hair.
Right, you can cover it with the hair, but I was saying specifically like when Hasbro did the playtime ponies or the little baby brother ponies that had that similar ball feature on the neck, they gave them bandanas or bibs to kind of make that area not stand out in a negative way. I kind of surprised they didn't, you know, even in her picture on the thing, I mean, they could have very easily given her a little scarf or cape kind of doodad to...
A necklace. Or
does her necklace...
Neck piece.
Does she have a... I'm looking, I'm not seeing a neck piece.
No, maybe.
No, he's just suggesting some solution.
Yeah, no, a neck piece would have been awesome if they would have provided her with a little something to help with that sore throat.
Oh, yes, that's an extremely bad case of a sore throat right there.
Yeah, she's got some tonsillitis going on.
Aww.
Poor girl. So everybody has her, has to put a something around her neck to make her feel better.
Well,
you can put
her comb around her neck.
But that won't really hide that.
No.
You know, but Sky Skimmer is sort of like Fluttershy's great-great-great grandmother.
Yeah.
The G4 Fluttershy. Let's get this right. This is a direct lineage thing going on here. Yellow butterfly, pink butterfly symbol, pink hair. Hello.
Her character is a nature-loving pony.
Loves to sit by the water and tell her friends stories about handsome princesses. Okay, well, that part, no. But nature lover, yes.
Yes.
The handsome princesses story would be a little bit more rarity. So that means this gal must also be in Rarity's lineage. So
you think?
So Fluttershy and Rarity just don't know it yet, but they're related.
Yes. But she had clear tinsel as well. In her hair.
That's got to be kind of interesting, the clear tinsel with these guys.
Yeah. But she comes with a purple yellow drawbridge. When you touch the frog under the drawbridge, it will lower to reveal the picture of a handsome prince pony. You can hide her purple ring on the drawbridge. So,
yeah, I have to say it is a very handsome pony in that picture.
Oh, yeah.
If these two did hook up in far distant past, I mean, this is a white pony with blue hair. Rarity could have totally be, totally. This is Rarity and Fluttershy's great grandparents.
There you go.
Well, he reminds me of the kind of prince pony in the... stories on the CD there's this big unicorn, silver big unicorn, and that's kind of the male in the story, and he kind of rescues what's her name again? Sweetberry.
Sky Skimmer? Who?
Sweetberry from an evil witch.
Aww.
And
cool.
That unicorn. But
I like him already.
Drawbridge,
right?
He has no horn.
Dang it, why can't I speak another language so that I can... Hey, could you send those over to me so I can give a listen? But, you know, I wouldn't understand a word they were saying. That's the thing, it's not in English, and we're not, you know, bilingual.
Well,
but that's
I should upload to them to my Dutch databases, and then I should translate
them. You know what you should do, Yum Yum, is you should actually translate them all and then record yourself telling the stories in English. And then you could, like, distribute them to everybody. Like, yeah, I know you have
tons
of time on your hands to be doing this stuff, but, you know.
Really?
Yeah,
I like
no,
that.
You don't
I
have
like
to do
it.
This.
Like
no,
it.
I'm
like
not
it.
Saying do this, Yum Yum. Please don't take it that way. I'm just messing
well,
with you.
Well, I can upload them as a video to YouTube, and then I can put a translation.
Sweetie, you don't have to do that, because I know if we say it, it's like, I think the Pony Snacks have done something to your brain. It's like, we say it, you do it. You know, we say, boy, we wish we could see that, and poof, a picture appears. Wish we had an international song. Wham, it's in our mailbox. as cool as that would be, Yum Yum, no, do not go through all that. That'd be way too much work. And
yes.
That's way too much work to ask.
Well,
that
will be a future project.
Maybe a future thing.
Maybe.
You know, if you've got time and you think you want to throw it out there and say, hey, remember last year you asked about this? Well, I did something. But, yeah. So you do plenty for us. I would hate to put you out like that. You'd
well,
be like
well,
back
I,
here next
I
week not having
it.
Slept.
Well, I love doing it. I love to share my pony
Aww.
Joy with the world.
Well, it's going to take us forever to go through your YouTube page. You've got like 140 videos, Yum Yum. You've
oh,
been
you're
busy.
A
lord.
Even
a
my
busy,
earliest
busy guy.
Collection video is on there.
I know. He's,
oh,
I remember
boy.
You sent them to me. I was talking to him one night, and it was late. It was like late for everybody.
Yeah.
And it was late for me, so it had to be crazy late for you. It had to be like early morning for you. And you were showing me videos of videos he did of his collection right in the beginning, you know.
Yeah.
And it was like so cute. You know, I was like, oh my gosh. So from the very beginning, Yum Yum was all about going over the top. I'm not just going to take a picture of my ponies and say, look at the pink ponies I had. No, I'm going to take a 20-minute video.
And introduce
really
you personally to
yeah,
each
awesome.
And every one of them. See, I wish I could do that. I wish I had the time. I wish I had the... Heck, I just wish I had my pony room.
I just wish I had the energy. I've got a pile of stuff. Yum Yum, you need to come to the States and fix my pony room. I need help. I've got a pile, and I'm not sure what to do. I might just take a picture of the mess and post it to Facebook and say, okay, please send your suggestions here.
Well, if you pay for the flight ticket,
I'll
be there in a week.
Sure. How about I have a military aircraft come pick you up? You know, can you make it to
there
some sort of military base?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, sure. What the heck? I can call in work.
Why not?
Hey, I'll do anything. Sure, I'll be there next week. Oh, wait,
thank
I have to take a shower first. I'll be ready in about 2 hours. Boy, that would be awesome. That's what you could do, though, Yum Yum, because you could offer your services as like a pony room consultant, and your fee would be air travel and lodging. You know, it's
and
like,
pony.
You get me there, I shall solve all your problems.
Well,
there you go.
Cool.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome if somebody was listening to this and actually contacted you and said, yes, oh, we'll do it. I don't know. That actually might creep me out if somebody contacted me and was like, yeah, sure, I'll send you. Here's a ticket to Australia. Sure, come stay with me and fix my pony room. I'd be like, I don't know. Depends on who you are.
No, because remember,
do
we
me,
don't
though.
Have any more. We don't have any. I don't think we have any more listeners down in Australia. We lost our first and only Australian listener a long time ago. They moved and they said they were waiting for, they said they'd be gone. They were waiting for their internet access and they never came back to the pony community.
Oh, well, you know.
You mean
I'm
a listener?
Yep.
A live listener?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which one was it?
It was Hodgepodge.
Oh. Well, maybe there's some other Australian ponies listening to us and just not fessing up. You know, maybe not a live listener, but I suspect we have other people in Australia listening to us.
Well, I know one member. Maria.
Zivi?
No, I don't know her board name. But she's on Facebook. She knows me. She'll probably listen to this. but yeah.
Yeah, I linked you through our Facebook, Yum Yum. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but I totally outed you as like, he's going to be on the show tonight. So,
okay.
You've been tagged and linked.
Well, we've got three more minutes, so do we want to say Pony Night Nights?
I guess we do, and we managed to, did we get through this? Wait a minute. No, he didn't. Did you say what the name was in Dutch and everything? We have to hurry up to get through
name.
That.
Well, the Dutch name is Vlindertje, which means little butterfly.
Oh, that's cute. I like little butterfly. That's cute.
That works. Because, yes, I actually have to get off on time tonight. My mother has to work over, has to go into work tomorrow morning, so.
Awesome. Well, we did it. We actually managed to get through some good sets. Make sure you take note of what we need to cover next week, Amy, because we went out of order a little bit. But thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
And Yum Yum, you're going to be here next week, right?
Sure.
Yes.
With bells on.
This is for the world.
Well, I guess till next week, pony bye-byes.
Bye.
Pony bye-byes.
This is Game Monos, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Oh, she is so adorably cute.
Yeah, we'll let you have the last word.
Oh, I always have the last word. If you ever download this, I always have the last word.
All right, well then, I'm not even going to try. You sleep well. Thank you so much for coming on, Yum Yum.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
We need to talk more later. But not tonight, because I might actually go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
But we need to get out, get some more stuff situated for your shirt and everything. But everybody, sleep tight, and we will see you next week.
Definitely.
Good
see
night,
you next week.
Everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Or good day.
Good day to you, yes. Good night to me.
Well, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Is that it? Oh, we are alone. Well, with one more minute left, everyone have a great pony week and see you next week. Good night.